Today on the God Pod.
There's this quote from Mark Twain, you might have heard it, but who prays for Satan? Who in 18 centuries has had the common humanity to pray for the one sinner that needed it most? Our one fellow and brother who most needed a friend, yet had not a single one.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Offices are just about so that the bosses can feel like they're popular.
It's to monitor that you're doing work.
Exactly. They just want to watch you at all times.
Yep.
And judge you. And that's my fucking job.
Right. You tell them.
Remember when I made it rain frogs on Egypt? This is me doing that again, except this time it's giant spiders. Pretty cool, right?
No.
No?
I think it's the epitome of rock and roll.
That's right?
What I'll say. Rock is back, baby.
It's never a wrong time to rock. Hi, everyone. God here. You're listening to the God Pod. I'm here today with my pals, Satan and Psyche. What's up, gang?
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, let it out. Here we are, it's a week later, and my second coming hope came true.
What was that?
Yeah, what was that?
That we would all be back together again.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, we're here.
Busy lives. Doing things down on earth.
Uh-huh. We're here.
We're here. We here. We out here.
We're here.
The party's coming up on March 24th.
Yes.
Next party.
See you there.
I just wanted to quickly say something a little interesting that I discovered this past week. And I just wanted to shut the controversy down right now. So no one got excited. But as we all know, Psyche is a Gemini. And there was a meme that came out saying, you know, who's your perfect match? And the perfect match for a Sagittarius, it said, was like maybe a Leo, and a Pisces was a Libra, and, you know, all this stuff.
Bullshit,
and then it singled out Gemini and it said the perfect match for the Geminis are the devil.
Wait, what?
And I just wanted to say now. And I just wanted to state this so there was no controversy.
Hey.
I am happy with Cupid. Satan and I are not together. I just wanted to stop this scandal and nip it in the bud right away before we got ahead of ourselves.
Whoa.
I don't think anybody else saw this. You were the one bringing it up.
What is going on here? This makes me think that you are cheating on Cupid.
This
Satan
is crazy, especially after meeting Cupid. It feels like a sick game you guys like to play.
Exactly. I'm saying.
I just wanted to say before the gossip column started, Psyche is not with Satan.
You are the gossip column. You are the rumor mill.
Can we back up a second to the part where Satan is one of the astrological symbols, apparently?
Oh, yeah. I bought my way into that.
Just for Gemini. I wanted to just get that out in the open before we started the episode. I just wanted to get it off my chest. I've been thinking about it all week. And
well, this is weird now. Satan's banging my therapist.
I snuck into the astrological chart.
and he snuck himself aside. All right. Yeah. Jealous.
You're born at 3 a.m. Your moon sign is Satan. Got a little bit of the devil in you.
Anyways, I guess that was really off topic, but I just wanted to nip it in the bud.
Okay, yeah, well,
I'm a freak, dude.
Well, now that's big. That's I mean,
you hear this, you say you want in. You're a weirdo, dude.
I want
in.
This
is a rumor spread by Psyche.
I want in on the astrological chart. If you're gonna get a sign, I want a sign. That's what I want. I don't want in on whatever y'all got going on.
God, what's your sign astrologically?
I don't have one because no one does. It's not real.
But what month were you born in?
What month were you born in?
I was never, I don't know. I was just left abandoned in the universe.
Ugh, classic Capricorn. That's Capricorn energy.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, apparently.
Oh my gosh.
Of Aquarius.
Oh my gosh. You know, I have to say this story that you've been posting that I'm reading right now as I'm trying to move along from my awkwardness that I did.
Yeah.
I it's really fascinating.
I mean, here we have huge breaking story, everyone. Yeah, but I mean it's not anywhere near as juicy as what you brought to the table. Damn. McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and Satan leave Russia. New York.
Wow.
McDonald's is shutting down.
McDonald's leaving Russia is a huge deal.
That is a huge deal.
McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and Satan, and Starbucks.
Well, wow. We didn't read Starbucks. That's not what's on my list.
Okay.
And if it's not on the list,
it couldn't be possibly true.
Yeah, you can read your silly little article, man.
Okay. Now I don't want to.
So what did it say?
No, this is actually really interesting.
McDonald's is shutting down.
This is going to be the best episode because we all just have the giggles.
Can you imagine if Anderson Cooper just kept getting interrupted as he was trying to
Hoda? This is what it feels like. Anderson Cooper and
Cooper and Hoda, they're not on the same show.
I know, but it feels like it.
But they should be. They should be. That would be a dream team.
I love Hoda.
McDonald's is shutting down their restaurants and cafes in Russia, and Coca-Cola and Satan are suspending their operations there as well in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Even PepsiCo is considering pulling some products from the country. Still there, though. Still there. Satan's gone.
Okay, who is Satan?
Satan has, his Bango Bango Industries. Satan Inc.
Satan Inc. is there. I didn't know that. Oh, I thought this was like their own Satan that they're like playing make-believe with. So I was quite confused.
Satan has decided to temporarily close all of our businesses in Russia and pause all operations in the market, CEO Satan said in a statement. Is that right, Satan? Is that true?
Yeah, that's right. They quoted me correctly.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's when evil leaves a country, you got to leave with it, you know?
Right, right. Time to pack up and go.
Even Satan.
What fun is there if McDonald's and Coca-Cola Company leave, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
That means it's just going to get sad and depressing.
There's going to be no fries.
You know, which I love in a sense, but there's no ha-ha-ha trickery.
Right.
It's more just war, you know?
But Citibank is still trickery. There.
Well, Citibank is, you know, they're strong. They'll stay through everything.
They're more dedicated than Citibank. Satan. They're more dedicated than you, Satan.
Yeah.
To the cause stick around. Of evil.
They are evil. They are really evil.
Citibank and Pepsi. All right, let's get on to reading a review. That was fun, wasn't it? Do you like that?
Yeah, that was cool.
This real news segment at the top.
Yeah.
Last week, actually, the fans were very captivated by the story. It was about how the rainbow bridge that goes to heaven, that people walk their fur babies over. Yeah, it collapsed. It collapsed due to infrastructure failures in heaven. And all those animals fell down to hell. So there
Why
was actually,
are we telling me this?
Because this is what happened last time on the God Pod.
That's and awful.
And we got a lot of feedback from our patrons on this issue. Like Mr. Fabulous says, is there a picture of the Rainbow Bridge collapsing, like with dogs and cats and hamsters with angel wings quickly flying away to escape the scene? As God looks on from the background, feigning shock, and Mary Mags and Jesus glare at God with irritation, arms folded. And no, there isn't.
Oh, man, no illustration, not even a little bit of a drawing or something.
Mr. Fabulous also envisions God having to negotiate with Satan to get the pets back that fell into hell. Oh, yeah. Satan, can I get them back?
Oh, yeah, no, we're friends now. They're doing wonders, actually. I've actually started using them as, therapy dogs. Like Labradors in hospitals.
Yeah.
They'll go visit people and brighten them up just enough.
Yeah.
And then they'll be tortured again. So it really helps, you know?
All dogs go to heaven unless the Rainbow Bridge collapses due to my poor managerial skills. Okay.
I got two Dalmatians, a Mastiff.
Yeah.
Three Jack Russells.
Wow. Oh, my first dog was a Jack Russell.
Bro.
Those dogs are crazy.
I named him Macaulay Culkin.
That guy is actually now torturing people. He just goes for the ankles and rips.
Oh, wow. We don't want that.
So
hey, God, congratulations. Well. You got a new review on Apple Podcast.
Yeah, would you like to read
God,
it?
Wow, God, congrats.
We got a review.
We got a review.
That sounded like some Blue's Clues shit right there.
Blue's Clues, Blue's Clues, Blue's Clues.
Ding, ding, ding. Wow, God, we just got another review on Apple Podcasts. God, this review comes in from Beatriz Casas.
No, Casas.
Casas. And, well, maybe think maybe about changing your name. Casas.
Casas.
Five stars.
Casas.
John Cena.
This is the funniest podcast. I love it. If I had to choose one podcast to listen to, this would be it.
Would it? Really?
That's amazing.
That's you amazing, Kazaz!
I live for praise.
And you so live for validation.
It's my whole thing.
Yeah.
I just need it. I'm so thirsty for adoration and worship. And this just hits right now. This is some good... Only one podcast to listen to, this would be it. If only that were possible. Hmm. I guess I could snap my fingers and get rid of all the other podcasts in existence.
Even Smartless?
No. No.
Even Smartless? God, please don't get rid of Smartless.
All right, we can leave Smartless. Will Arnett is just so delightful, sure.
I don't listen to that one. Should I?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I've never listened to it.
Even Smartless. All right. Well, thank you so much, Beatriz Casas. And if you would like to write us a review, we will read it on the air. Even if it's negative. Last time, gang, we had a negative one.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think are really fun.
It was. You
know, it's good content. Yeah.
And I have to say, I agree.
Yeah. Oh, with the bad review.
Both. That. Oh. It's really fun. And rip us apart. Come for us. Come for the throat.
Oh. Yeah, but next time, don't just come for me and Mary Magdalene. Come for Satan. Come for Satan.
Oh, yeah. Come for me. Come on. Just be where it hurts.
The rest of the gang is feeling
left out.
Below
the belt and above the belt.
Ooh, below and...
I dare you to rate this podcast and rate me specifically.
Rate my Satan.
Come on.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I mean, maybe only Gemini should rate you.
What a thing to say if you're a Gemini.
Hey guys, guess what time it is?
What?
It's mail time. Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to lock my tail. Makes me want to scream and yell, mail! Full theme song right there, baby.
Mail!
Group therapy with Psyche.
Oh
no.
So today I'm going to start with my soulmate, Satan. What? How are you really?
I'm good. I just got some rumors started about me this morning by the other person involved in the rumor. That was a blast. That's some Satan shit right there. That's starting a rumor on the spot and then denying the rumor that you invented, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but things are good, you know? We carry on. We're just in the process of getting Bango Bango out of Russia.
And where are you moving Bango Bango to? Where is the destination?
The next most evil place.
Atlantis?
Manfield, Texas.
Oh, I was going to say Atlantis.
Atlantis.
Yeah, because remember last time we talked about how much you love the Atlantis, you spent your vacation there. So yeah, I was like,
that's not
maybe
evil. That's quaint. The
I know, but no
evil
taxes. So that's why I thought.
amen, brother.
But there's no taxes. So I thought maybe you would be hiding your money in the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Maybe I should have thought of that. Panama. Moving everything to Mansfield,
right.
Texas.
Yeah, right. And God, How are you really?
Well, I was feeling pretty upbeat until I found out that Satan is most likely dating my therapist.
But God, I'm putting those rumors to rest.
Yeah, didn't you hear?
The more you deny it, the more I believe it. And honestly, before we go any further,
I want to say those rumors that you heard of Psyche and I going on 15 dates last week are not true.
15 dates in one week? True. Wow.
15 dates. And I was moving all my companies out of Russia.
I think you're just boyfriend, girlfriend now. I mean, that's like breakfast, lunch, and
dinner. I'm married to Cupid. She's married to that
disgusting little man, Cupid.
The little baby.
Now simmer cigar down,
chomping baby that curses.
Oh my gosh. What an awful man.
Yeah. That baby is such an asshole.
Listen, sir. Simmer down now.
Okay. Yes.
You can do so much better than that baby. And honestly, if you end up with Satan, I'm chill with that. Also, I'm jealous that Satan has an astrological sign and I don't. What's up with that?
Yeah, that's...
That cannot stand. I mean, astrology is bullshit, but if Satan's in the game, then I want in.
Hey, but God, I gotta ask. I thought you and Mary kind of had a thing going on.
What?
Yeah, I thought that was the whole thing.
You mean, no, not Mary Magdalene. Together. You're talking about Jesus's mom, Mary.
No, I was talking about Mary Magdalene.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
No. I am denying Mary. Those rumors. Me and Mary Magdalene are definitely not, have definitely not gone on 20 dates last week.
Because on the live show, that was kind of the vibe I was feeling.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Wow.
You're spreading rumors.
You have a horny imagination, don't you? Classic Greek.
Classic Greek causing the dramas.
Classic Greek goddess. So drama.
Starting the gossip.
And yeah, you say that I'm drama. So overall, I think I'm pretty upbeat compared to last week. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I love this. This episode already feels a little like boppier. I feel like last episode it was a little
This episode is a bop. Well, yeah, that's what happens when countries go to war and nuclear devastation is threatened. But today it feels a little more leveled out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel a little more balanced. Okay. Okay. Anyways.
Therapy is like that, gang. Therapy is like that. Some weeks you're like,
Psyche,
how are you feeling?
Well, the question is, Satan, how are you really?
How are you? Well, I don't need to know that. How are you really? Happy
really
International
giddy
Women's
right now.
Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hashtag blessed. Thank you so much. I'm feeling really giddy today. And I'm going to say I'm on no sleep. I have my iced tea with me and I'm just a giddy gal. And I don't know why I started my own rumor, but I feel like it was a good way to start. I was ready to set the tone.
You did set the tone, didn't you? That's like kickoff. And you just ran across the field and laid a devastating pancake hit on the opponent. This is a football
whatever
game.
That means, that's what I did. Yeah, whatever
you,
that means,
you're
that's
like,
what I
fuck
did.
That, I'm in charge of this game. Good job. Also, you're horny for Satan, so there's that.
No, I'm horny. I'm horny for Cupid, for babies. No, that's not bad.
Psyche, I mean,
if anything, she's denying that she feels anything towards Satan.
But
yeah. Okay. But here's the stitch, God.
Methinks
we're
the
going
lady
through
don't
a really
protest
rough
too much.
Patch. No, we're going through a rough patch in life, like the world is.
The world.
And yeah. I feel like the only way that we can liven things up right now is just have some giggles.
I agree.
If I can, bring some giggles to you when you're driving in your car, if you're at home, if you're in the bath, if you're in the toilet, just some giggles. Like,
it's
let's have
some giggles.
It's the
greatest gift. Yes. Yeah. It's a lot of love.
Yeah. So let's just giggle,
Osaki's giving her award speech that she's been working on.
I wasn't invited to the Oscars. They cut out my category. So this is my soapbox moment.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. Subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon. Give us a review or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. When you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. Don't like ads in your God Pod? On Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. Plus, when you join our Patreon, you'll gain automatic access to our monthly live God Pod party. And you could even get on the show. Or play Dungeons & Dragons with your fellow heathens on our community Discord server. There is so much fun waiting for you. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's a business scam out to get you. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts, and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions, so you don't have to. I love Truebill. They've saved me over $200. I use Truebill, and you should too. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/GodPod. Go right now. Truebill.com/GodPod. It could save you thousands a year. Can I tell you some good news of the week? I'm doing more self-care. Mary Magdalene taught me about using a loofah and scrubbing, and also about using lotion. And that's it's such a life improvement. Also, I switched from coffee to hot tea. What's going on with that?
What hot tea?
Yeah.
Make sure you get in between the crevices.
Oh
yeah, the hot tea.
Crevasses. Yeah.
There's so many
crevices. No. When you scrub.
Also make sure you use loose leaf tea.
Okay.
That bag shit.
For the crevices?
For the crevices, man.
Hmm.
They just did a study that released
what's loose leaf tea? What is that?
Loose leaf. You have a little thing, a little sieve, and there's a bag of loose leaf rather than it comes in little tea bags.
Right.
Uh-huh. Why? What's wrong with the tea bag? What's wrong with getting tea bagged?
They just figured out that it's slightly disintegrating into your tea.
What's wrong with getting tea bagged? So you're just drinking plastic.
Well, when you get tea bagged, you drink plastic, apparently.
So
maybe that's a rumor I'm starting.
That sounds like some
California shit.
I'm hooking
up with a tea bag.
Baby steps. I will get there.
Yes.
I just learned about using a loofah. But anyway, so we're doing great. Thanks, Psyche.
That is true. Take your time, buddy. Hey, guess what time it is?
Ask God.
Dun, 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 dun. Here he is anywhere asking him questions. It's Ask God today.
All right, first things first. A lot of people ask me, what's going on with Moses? Where's Moses? Is he ever coming back, or was he just like fucked up? No.
Right.
Moses has been going through hell, okay? And he just keeps going. But he did want me to tell everyone, I'll be back to the pod, just 24/7 chaos now. Love you all. Tell everyone hello, and I'll see them soon. And that's my Moses impersonation. So
we love Moses.
Wonderful. Thanks. Moses, we can't wait to get you back here.
We miss Moses.
Here's your update.
Ugh, I need my conspiracy corner back.
Oh, it's been so long.
Stat.
Oh, family. Yes.
So, God, can we ask you some questions?
Yeah.
So, Dr. V wants to know, hey, God, what's your favorite and least favorite kind of soda or soft drink?
Good question, Dr.
Whoa.
V.
Well, favorite and least favorite. I like ginger ale, you know.
Oh, keeping it classic. Okay.
And I guess I got to go with whatever one Coke is pushing now, because they pulled out of Russia and PepsiCo did not. So.
Well, I got to tell you, Coke is going with a lot.
What do you mean?
You said whatever one Coke is going with?
Whatever ginger ale Coke owns.
Oh.
So was that like Canada Dry?
Maybe. I don't know.
I literally could not tell you. I don't follow. I'm so sorry. I do not follow ginger ale.
Soda
brands.
Worse.
Yeah. Here's another one for you, God. God, is walking away from an argument too dramatic, especially if it's between you and your significant other and one of your children, and I have no stake in the argument? Seems very personal, doesn't it?
Thanks, Dr. V. This feels very specific. No, the answer is it's not too dramatic. Walking away from an argument is always a good idea. Just catch your breath. Maybe go for a walk.
Yeah, do some breathing, you know, some breath work.
Just calm down, right? That's always, how many genocides could have been avoided if I just taken a walk? I mean.
Sure. Oh, I love that. I love that. And then C2 has a question for you. God, was the Rainbow Bridge collapsing really an infrastructure issue, or is it because you haven't paid that leprechaun yet?
Oh. Leprechaun.
Interesting. Now that is a question we've all been dying to know.
We've all been dying.
Now this is a deep cut for longtime listeners of the podcast. Last year, around St. Patrick's Day, we had a leprechaun visit, or was delivering our food. We had a leprechaun Uber driver.
Really? Is he friends with Jennifer Aniston?
I don't know, but I think we're going to try and get that leprechaun back for the party.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that we'll would see. Be really fantastic.
I still haven't.
And remind us, the party's March 24th.
Yeah.
Cool.
And like, go to thegodpodcast.com, join our Patreon, sign up for our newsletter. You know, you'll get notified about it there. Okay. Wow. Is that all the questions?
That's all the questions. Now we're to philosophy talk, which we're really riding on because of this one person that came in the live chat.
Psyche, you hate philosophy, don't you?
You know, maybe it makes me feel stupid because I didn't learn it in school.
Well, because it wasn't invented yet, my dear. I mean, it happened after your time, Socrates and Plato and all those Greeks.
No, I do enjoy this. I learned so much.
They started it. And you know what, Psyche? I think my favorite thing in all philosophy is all I know is I know nothing. And you feel that way, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So you feel the same way as like one of the wisest philosophers of all time.
Wow.
Who eventually got killed by the state, but that's okay.
Okay.
For asking too many questions. Yeah. Okay. So we had a good one this week. There's this quote from Mark Twain. You might have heard it. But who prays for Satan? Who in 18 centuries has had the common humanity to pray for the one sinner that needed it most? Our one fellow and brother who most needed a friend, yet had not a single one. The one sinner among us all who had the highest and clearest right to every Christian's daily and nightly prayers, for the plain and unassailable reason that his was the first and greatest need, he being, among sinners, the supremest. Huh. How do you feel about that, Satan?
I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm good over here. I don't need prayers ever, so
this
don't even bother. Don't even. This didn't hurt me at all. This didn't bring up a lot of things I've been working on in therapy.
This didn't bring up trauma at all for him.
Amazing.
It's like a great question, but who the heck cares?
who the heck cares is what I have to ask Mark Twain's autobiographer, Mark Twain. I mean, do you guys pray for Satan?
I don't think I've ever.
We always pray for Satan because you're one of our friends.
You cried.
I'm not crying. What are you talking about? I'm not crying. I'm looking out.
He's like, ew, sick.
You cried.
No, I didn't. I was working out. I was doing a bunch of pull-ups. Just to,
sure, Satan, sure.
In that moment.
You wept.
I was doing a 1,002 and 3 and 4. Done.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Either Mark Twain was a Satanist or an atheist asking questions like this. Because, I mean.
No. Or he was a cool, chill-ass dude with some chill-ass ideas.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, this is quite a question. Yeah, Christians. Why you should be praying for Satan every day.
Maybe you just think about it.
Makes you think.
Maybe.
Makes you think. All right.
Maybe.
Of some goddamn news.
Psyche's done with that one.
You know what? It's International Women's Month. Whatever you We're want, Psyche. It. Anything you want, Psyche.
Yes.
Anything at
yes.
all.
Yes. Yes.
That sounded honestly so anti-feminist for some reason. Okay, daddy will let you drive the car this once, but don't crash.
Right,
okay,
right.
Okay, babe.
This overcompensating thing. Yeah. Speaking of which, lead us out, Psyche, on this first story.
Twitter bot cuties. Is that right? Cuties?
Quote tweets.
Oh, quote tweets. Companies posting about International Women's Day with their pay gaps.
This is pretty crazy. It lets companies were tweeting about like Happy International Women's Day. We're celebrating the women on our team. And then this would be like,
oh, this is
company's
brilliant.
Pay gap is 27%.
Yeah.
Men are paid 20% more than women.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, brilliant.
I really hope it doesn't quote tweet Bango Bango.
This is brilliant.
You seeing it? Are you seeing it?
Yeah, so, this is brilliant.
Yeah, so go any company that posted their, you know, a pandering
they
International
like
Women's
shut
Day
it
post,
down.
Like Shearman and Sterling, whatever, that's a Shearman law practice, says,
right.
blah, 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 International Women's Day, blah, blah, blah. And then it says, in this organization, women's median hourly pay is 52% lower than men's.
Yeah.
And it just
I mean, it's
down
brilliant.
Down. Yeah. The Cleveland police got hit. Access Hollywood.
Kate Hudson being an actress. They got all the actors.
They nailed Kate Hudson being an actress.
Nailed.
Yeah, so. Kate Hudson being an actress. You're screwed.
That's just a, she's just
we know how much you pay your women, Kate Hudson.
Some of them, and many of them deleted their tweets, like this one. In this organization, women's median hourly pay.
Oh my God, they did?
81.6% lower than men. Yeah, they just deleted.
Do we know which organization that was?
No, I don't know.
Nah.
It's better if we leave it up to your imagination. Yeah, good job, robot. I want to make friends with one of these Twitter bots.
So Kim Kardashian was ripped over condescending advice to women to get your fucking ass up and work.
Yeah. What? How do you feel about that, Psyche, here on International Women's Month on in International Women's? How do you feel, Psyche?
I feel I know too much and it's not safe for me to say things.
What do you know?
I feel that...
It's okay. You can say it. We'll just edit it out of the podcast. I promise.
I'm going to play devil's advocate, okay? I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Is this what you know too much of?
Satan gets so many advocates.
You're really doing things today for me.
Okay. I'll say this. There's a part of me that's like, as a female who has had to kick ass in the workplace just to get, you know, some equal time as my other fellow Greek gods, you know, goddesses
right.
are not looked upon as well as gods are, you know?
Right.
So equal I will up. Say, yes, I have had to get off my fucking ass and I've had to work every single day hard as shit balls, like
yeah,
out
who
of
doesn't?
Control. Okay. Well, women have to work harder. Okay. I will say this. But then there's the other side of me that's like, well, did it help, though, that you had a name behind you? Did it help that there was a tape that came out back in the day to make the popularity? Did it help that Instagram kind of blasted off when it did, when you were around? Right. So there's the best of both worlds. I can understand for both sides. But I think most importantly, what we have to still understand is, like, who cares? Like, let's stop criticizing women for saying things.
Criticizing women and yelling at her.
And it's like, you know what? We get it. Like, if you don't think that she shouldn't be saying what she's saying, you shouldn't be saying what you're saying. And, you know, at the end of the day, then there's Kanye. You know what I mean? Like, so let's just forget it and move on. And the more energy you give to this comment, I think it has blown up out of control.
Then she's like trolling. She's trolling for attention. Right.
Yeah. It's like, just drop it. You know what I mean? Like, who cares? Like, wow, she said that. If you don't agree with that, if you're like, you're stupid.
Because the irony of all people of her saying this is like, it's just too much. It's too
totally
much.
Get it. No, I totally get it. But I think it's the same thing of when Trump used to say stuff and we would all be like,
exactly.
Oh my God. It's like, right. Who's talking about her? We are. You know okay. what I mean?
All right. Well, good That's job, Satan, as her, you know, PR rep.
Thanks. I'll take credit for that. Thank you for giving me credit, Satan, for her.
You gave her that idea. When are you going to help me troll the world? And why does Satan have so many advocates?
You know, I don't know.
No one ever wants to play God's advocate.
Literally, you've got religion started after.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think everyone wants to.
Okay. All right. Those fucking assholes. Okay. Let's move on. Companies are forcing people to go back into the office.
Yes.
Is something that I've been seeing, which is, I think that's fucked up.
Yes.
Because.
Yeah.
Why? Why? You know they don't need to be there.
It's fucked up that they're making them go back to the office.
Kim Kardashian says,
get up your fucking ass and go to work. So
yeah, because she's a fucking billionaire.
Kim.
And they only make money by asses and seats, apparently, just grinding them to dust. So there's this office that was posting these signs that says, miss your sweatpants yet? Seriously, we missed you. And then there's a picture of a dog in one, and it says, bet your dog's missing you. Why the fuck would you put that up? That doesn't help anyone.
No, that's just cruel.
Yeah. Like, ha ha.
Yeah, I don't like that.
We got you back.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't bring a puppy into it.
Never bring a puppy into it. You're going to lose Seki immediately.
Offices are just about so that the bosses can feel like they're popular.
Right.
It's to monitor that you're doing work.
Exactly. They just want to watch you at all times. And judge you. And that's my fucking job.
Right. You tell them.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. I can't believe offices are forcing people to get back into the office. That's crazy.
That's more evil than you, Satan.
That is. Well, you know why? Because people have to pay for gas. People have to buy lunch. People have to do those things.
Right.
So it kind of destroys parts of the economy. And our economy is based, the stilts are upon the working class spending the money that they've earned immediately. Mm-hmm. Not saving it.
Can't have people at home with their kids.
Nope.
That would be bad. Humans.
All right. Disney to fund Don't Say Gay Bill backers, but vows LGBTQ+ support. Yikes.
Yikes.
A big yikes here. A big yikes. That's a yikes out of yikes. Five yikes out of yikes for me.
Shooketh to the core with this one. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe they got found out and they're still doing it.
God, you there?
I'm just letting y'all. Exactly. This is ridiculous. They're like, we're going to promote LGBTQ+ inspirational content on our platform. But meanwhile, they're still giving money hand over fist to these bigots. And you can't have it both ways, Disney. You can't.
Like a stupid point of view. Like, how are they? They support the bill backers. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they stop it? Why wouldn't they hide it better if you are, right?
I know.
Because you can't hide it. I don't know. Yeah.
Disney, I don't know. Like, learn. I don't know if you can't hide it, but I'm like, oh, if I was like that, like, at least I'd try to fucking hide it.
Because maybe that would be worse. What? If I got, because then they get caught and that would be even worse. I don't know.
I guess. So what's the excuse, though?
They want to own all politicians at all times, just like every corporation. They donate to both sides equally just in case. They're hedging their bets. I don't know why. It doesn't make sense. It's power. Disney has like its own CIA. It's like a country. They have tanks, probably.
Right.
It's fucked up, and luckily people are not going to let it go. Okay?
Right.
Because right. Disney, like, I know you're a big Disney fan, Psyche. Right?
The biggest, yes. Right. Yeah.
So, are you gonna stop
going
to stop
going? Not a fan of this, though. I just want to say.
Are you going to stop going to Disneyland as a boycott?
Here's my question. Isn't it Disney Plus that's funding it? And absolutely. Entity.
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't pay for Disney Plus right now. I got it free in a gift bag. Mm-hmm. So not giving them my money. Mm-hmm. And no, I will not be going to Disneyland. And I think that you're going to see a lot of people.
This is
really
huge. You're basically a Disneyland adult.
Exactly. Yeah. This is a big deal. We just talked about our perfect day. And for you, it was going to Disney World or whatever.
I know. Disneyland, not Disney World.
I hope they've been, I need the world to freaking ride against Disney for a hot second. Mm-hmm. I want the world to ride against Disney.
Well, you know what I feel? I think my heart goes out to is my heart goes out to the employees and the animators and the Imagineers and all of those, you know, who are in the LGBTQ plus right. community. I think that that's what we have to also remember, that it's not just about like the politics behind it all. It's like, these are human beings that work there every single day and they have to know that they're working for a company that's, you know, hurting them, you know what I mean? So I think that if we can all just like take a moment to support those people, that's what we need to do and figure out, you know, okay, how can we support them?
Why is Disney supporting politicians is the crazy part.
Because they buy like these big corporations, they want to own all politicians everywhere at all times. They want to have a stake.
But I also ask, does this have something to do with because Florida is where Disney World is?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, to me, because I'm like, I don't quite understand how California Disneyland has anything to do with that. You know what I mean? Like,
but it still does.
I totally get that it does. But I'm saying, like, this to me seems like a Walt Disney World move, like politically, like a monopoly move. Like it's a Walt Disney World Florida move.
But these Republicans, they're trying to pass these laws. They try to do it like in every state that they can.
I know.
They just come up with a bunch of insane, horrible shit and try to get it done everywhere. And damn it, Disney, you're fucking up.
Damn it.
No.
Wait a second. Editor Jesus is jumping in to say that, update, Disney's CEO issued a new statement shortly after this episode was recorded in which he said the company was halting donations to all Florida politicians. We'll discuss this more next week. Editor Jesus, out.
If we're going to move on to this next story, I might have to take a moment to step away because I read this story and I had nightmares all night. I'm not lying because I read this last night.
Uh-huh. Well, relax, Psyche, because, you know, okay, so here's the story. Giant spiders expected to drop from the sky across the east coast of the United States this spring. An invasive species of spider the size of a child's hand is expected to colonize the entire East Coast this spring by parachuting down from the sky. Research.
From where? From where? Heaven?
From the sky.
What do you mean?
I will be dropping giant Joro spiders on the East Coast because it's funny. Listen, just chill. You're in heaven. You're going to be okay.
It's funny. See, this is some Satan shit right here. This is what we're looking for. Spiders falling from the sky, parachuting down, made by their own webs.
But is it because they're coming like from a different country
no.
and they're floating in the sky? Like, where no. do they come from? What do you mean? How can they tell that they're going to come from the sky?
It's because I am smiting the East
but
Coast.
But how do they know that? How do they know? This how do like, the scientists know this?
Remember when I made it rain frogs on Egypt?
No, I wasn't there that time.
No, you don't remember. That's very hurtful that you don't remember one of my best moments.
No, I remember Satan. When it happened, but I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't there, but you remember that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is me doing that again, except this time it's giant spiders. Pretty cool, right?
No.
No?
No.
Satan, you gotta give me, come on.
I think it's the epitome of rock and roll. That's right? What I'll say.
It's never rock a wrong. Back, baby. It's never a wrong time to rock.
The metal no. never died. The metal never dies.
No.
Rain and spiders.
I'm very disappointed in you, God. If Sith you make this happen.
Heaven. Well, you're going to be fine, Psyche. Just know that this is because the Jets and the Giants are so terrible. Okay. And I'm punishing them. Let's move on to, oh, the news of the world. Putin and Putin. We're Putin and on Putin.
We're scooting and Putin.
I have to tell you,
we have to.
Well, Satan, if you don't want to talk about it anymore,
we hate him.
Have to. No, well, we can talk about it.
Okay.
There's some big news this morning.
I know that everybody has such a short attention span, but that's what a war is. It just kind of keeps going and shit. Yeah, what was the news this morning, Satan?
Bombs went off in Belarus.
What? Right.
But they were from Russia.
Russia is trying to get Belarus to attack Ukraine.
Well, Belarus is already attacking Ukraine.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand. Like, in a more, to do it more. Well, this is what the Ukrainians said. They said that the Russians tried to bomb Belarus and make it think that it was the Ukrainians to get them to attack. Here's the thing. Last time we talked, I was very upset because I am watching what everyone else is watching on the news, which is a bunch of horrible shit, atrocities, civilians getting bombed and such. Me being God and trying to find a solution and having a savior complex and all of that, trying to find the silver lining and find some hopium to get through this. I followed a bunch of war professors and smart people smarter than me who've studied war, and they basically the Russians are fucked. The Russian army, they have big project management issues. Okay,
really,
they cannot get supplies, food, medicine, fuel to their army at all because the Ukrainians keep blowing up their supply trucks. And so their entire shit is shut down. Also, it's negative 10 degrees there, and it's snowing. So also, the Russians didn't have any plan for attack and didn't know that they were actually going to attack and don't want to be there, and they're abandoning their vehicles left and right. And also, the Ukrainians are getting, they're getting lots of anti-tank rockets and, all kinds of weapons. Oh, and then, 20,000 special forces arrived from around the world. So, and then just today, Zelensky himself
just keeps adding up.
Said, oh, yeah, the world's deadliest sniper from Canada arrived in Ukraine. All the, the A team has shown up as if, and you know what? The Ukrainians were kicking their ass before that. But now they've gotten that extra wave they needed of supplies, and they have an infinite supply. Whereas the Russians are, their economy's in shambles, their equipment isn't maintained, and so they're getting their asses handed to them every single fucking day. And the only thing that they can do, the only thing they don't have to do this, but they're fucking doing it, is taking it out on buildings and civilians, the evil fucks.
Well, so, yeah, they even hit a maternity ward because they're son of bitches. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was when McDonald's was like, I've seen enough. But anyway, and there's tons of videos. Have you seen this? Ukrainian farmers stealing Russian tanks.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Come on.
I'm glad.
They're doing it constantly. Because, again, the Russians don't want to be there. they're just abandoning their tanks. And so I said on the pod the other day that I give it 2 weeks. And it turns out that was kind of generous because Zelensky just said today,
just like what you said about the pandemic.
I know. I didn't say that about the fucking pandemic, okay? I never said that. But I was being generous in my estimate because Zelensky said today, we have reached a strategic turning point in combating Russia's invasion. What I was saying, I said within 2 weeks, you're going to see the tide turn.
Yeah.
But it's already happened. They're already counterattacking and taking back cities. And so, good.
Russia, you know, I want to give them an out right now. Like, U.S., we've lost wars, man. Come join. Come join the folds of losing wars.
I love how Satan says, U.S., we, as if Satan is an American.
I am an American. I happily became a U.S. citizen once you, in the 80s, once Reagan was elected. I was like, this country's going to shit.
He personally inducted
you. I'm into it.
Damn it, David Bowie, you got it wrong. He had that song saying God is an American. Satan is an American.
Satan's the American. That's why Satan has, you know,
Satan
advocates.
Is an American. Well, there's your update on the news of the world.
That was a great summary. Nice job.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
That was really beautiful.
Oh, okay. I've seen videos like this of these Ukrainians walking. They're just loaded. Like every single soldier
has
a fucking like 3 rockets on their back. Well, there's your news of the world. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for getting through it. I know it's not, you know, a funny topic, but the Ukrainian farmers stealing those tanks, that is pretty funny. So I would like to bless them. Good job, Ukrainian farmers.
Nice.
Yay.
And I would like to smite Disney. What the hell are you doing, Disney? And second coming, more giant spiders, more me dropping giant spiders randomly from the sky in parachutes.
Yes, I will bless those spiders. That's the most punk rock Satan thing I've ever heard in my life.
You too.
I'm also going to smite Disney because I feel like the fall of Disney is both. It's just absolutely chaotic. It will both be liberating for, you know, LGBTQIA+.
You better get it right, Satan. Pride Month is coming.
I know. I took a pause and thought about it, which everybody should do. But yeah, imagine the world without Disney. If Disney started failing, gosh, chaos. Absolute chaos. The good kind of chaos. The chaos I can thrive of.
There he is.
And second coming, yo, I would love at least one other person besides Mark Twain to pray for my ass, man. That feels good.
Okay, I am going to bless the people of Ukraine for being just incredible humans and angels, and we're here for you. I want to smite Disney for disappointing me, and that I hope the spiders land on the bosses that are backing the people that are against the gay community and the LGBTQIA+ community. And then I hope that it gets better again, and then I can go to Disneyland. And that's what I want the second coming to be, that it gets better again so I can go to Disneyland.
Good on you.
That's all.
Nice. Well, thanks, gang. This has been fun. No new commandment this week. The Lord has spoken.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.